Hey, thanks for listening to The World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. It's Sense of Place, Charlottesville, Virginia. We're heading to the historic Paramount Theater on the downtown strip for a performance with Free Union. You're in for a good one today. Founded by Michael Coleman, and instantaneously, you can feel his energy and charisma. For several years, he's been writing songs that bring people, musical styles, and ideas together to inspire a message of unity. Those songs will also make you dance. After teaming up with drummer Rob Dunnenberger, the band has grown in scope and size and ambition. Our live performance today is filled out with a lot of great performances and people. You'll find out the meaning of the name Free Union, which fits lovingly into the ethos as a band, how connected to the Charlottesville music scene they are, and incidentally, how much effort goes into being a local musician. And finally, songs that they've written that respond to tragedy with positivity. You ready? Let's go. Here's a performance of Mr. Natural. It's Free Union on World Cafe.
Oh my. Here we are for Sense of Place. That's Free Union here at the beautiful Paramount Theater here in Charlottesville, Virginia. You're listening to World Cafe. My name is Kaleo. Rob, Michael, nice to meet you guys. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us, man. It's good to be here.
Beautiful. So the band Smokin', we got to give them some love. Could you introduce everybody, please?
Yeah. So give it up for Tyler Hutchison on keys, y'all. Yeah. Got Brandon Lane on bass. Ryan Lee on guitar. My little sister, Carrie Coleman, on vocals.
Yeah.
Rob Dunnenberger on drums.
Woo! Awesome. We're so glad you could be here for Sense of Place. Well, let's start with a question about your band, Free Union, which was not originally called Free Union. And I want to get this right. It, originally, it was called Nixville, and I fell down the rabbit hole learning a little bit about that. Can you tell me and tell the audience what Nixville, the origin story of that was?
So Free Union is as most of you know, is a town just outside of Charlottesville, and it was originally called Nixville after a blacksmith who was a freed slave, and I think this was the 19th century. He sort of established that area as a place for people to come and gather, and they adopted a creed of, you know, anybody of any race, any religion is welcome there. And so when reading about that, I thought about our music and how we believe that it's accessible to anyone and everyone. So that really struck a chord with us, and that's why we adopted the name.
And Free Union, for somebody like myself who's never, like I've lived in a lot of different places, and Free Union to me sound like, oh, that sounds kind of hippie. But there's an actual definition for what Free Union is, and it's for a lot of students of history. Can you tell us that?
Nick started this church, the Free Union Church, brought people together of all congregations, practices, and then a town was named after that nearby. And so as Michael said, I think that it was a good summation of our music at the time and moving forward and redefining ourselves.
So Rob, I know that Michael, you had your own solo project for a while. How did you and Rob connect to start the actual group?
We had a mutual friend, and we played a show together, and I think you came up to me and said, hey, you need a new drummer, or something like that, and he said it should be me. And at that point, I actually had sort of dissolved my sort of solo project, and then like almost immediately got asked to play a festival, and so I was like, well, I need a band. Let me ask all of, you know, my favorite musicians in town, and so I did, and Rob was one of them, and he was available. So yeah, 2 years later, or 3 years later, I guess, here we are.
Cool. We're talking to Free Union here on World Cafe. Their debut EP is called Free Union. It's available now. So we're here for Sense of Place in Charlottesville at the beautiful Paramount Theater. I am curious, you know, we spent some time in Richmond and we're now in Charlottesville. What distinguishes the music scene in Charlottesville and distinguishes itself from other cities in Virginia or Washington, D.C. or markets around the area? I'm kind of always kind of trying to scratch at that itch and understand the differences. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we have a really small community here, and Ryan plays in three other bands, and Tyler plays in two other bands, and Brandon plays in a bunch of other bands. So we're all kind of like sharing and talking and collaborating in that kind of way. And I definitely think it reaches down to Richmond, especially with, you know, us working on the record down there and collaborating with Richmond musicians. Brandon Lane is from Richmond, Virginia. But I think definitely in this area, just with it being so small and having the opportunity for all these national acts to come through the area that we're all exposed to, that, yeah, it is pretty collaborative and sharing in that way.
Yeah. So I have to ask about logistics. Three bands, huh?
Yeah, three bands. Yeah. Depending on who's in town, but yeah.
But how do you manage time for that? Because I can't, is that your full time job? Do you work another job as well?
No, I have a 40-hour a week day job. So it's
give this man a round of applause for playing in three bands. But I imagine it's part of being a part of the scene and being a part of the community.
Yeah.
You never get tired of it?
No. I mean, it's exhausting in terms of just like, keeping the schedule straight and making sure that I'm not like dropping things, but I wouldn't give it up for the world. I mean, if anything's gonna go, it's the day job. Fingers crossed.
That's the attitude, folks. That's the long play, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how long. But
yeah, very cool. Yeah, it sounds like community is a big word that comes into Charlottesville music as well. So we're on the World Cafe. We're talking to Free Union. The next song you're gonna play for us is pretty powerful, and I don't want to talk too much in advance about it. So I just, Michael, I want you to describe what you were thinking about when you wrote Good Day to Cry.
you know, there's a ton of unrest. There is a ton of unrest in the world. And I don't know. I feel like it becomes more prevalent every day. And anybody who's friends with me on Facebook, I'm a social media keyboard warrior. And I just was arguing with a lot of people all the time. And I just got so angry and frustrated. And so this song, it was the only way that I could articulate my feelings clearly without like typing a 3,000 word paragraph. And you know, I don't know, it was just a very succinct, real, feeling that I felt about the world and about Charlottesville and about, just society right now. Still, I mean, I wrote that song, you know, 3 years ago, but it still carries a lot of weight. And every time I sing it, I think about that, and I remind myself, you know, that this is my statement, you know, or this is our statement.
I kind of want to dive deeper, but I don't want to. Okay. I don't want to, because you wrote that. When did you write that song?
I wrote it prior to the events of. It was prior to the election, and I think that was when sort of things really started to get crazy for me, and where I was just starting to, I don't know, I had a lot of feelings of resentment towards a lot of people, towards myself, so I wrote it prior to the election, and you know. Just with all that was going on around that time, that was sort of the inspiration. And then fast forward a year or so to August 12th. And I don't know, I wanted to, the song took on a new meaning for me at that point, because all of the unrest, you know, you can detach yourself from things that aren't happening, like, in your town, you know, it's very easy to do that. Even with social media, you can sort of disregard it. Poverty, all kinds of other issues. But what happened in Charlottesville, like, that was, you know, 10 minutes from my house, you know? That was people that I knew, you know, getting involved, and that was, it was just, it was so close to home. I think Rob and I met. Didn't we meet that day? Yeah. We met that afternoon. We've been planning to meet to talk about like our plan and our vision for launching Free Union, and we sort of just sat there, just like, I can't believe this happened. So that night, I think I did like a live stream because I wanted to say something. I didn't know what to say, so I just did a live stream and I played that song. And that was my statement. That was my response to that event. And so this song sort of remains my response to that event.
I really appreciate you sharing that with our audience. Thank you so much. It's Free Union here on World Cafe. Oh,
you said now. And no one could hear me now. I'm not getting anywhere. If I could push a bit more, maybe we come out as equals. Missing all of the people now. Oh, it's a good day to cry. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Good Day to Cry is from Free Union, in performance at the Paramount Theater in downtown Charlottesville, Virginia, for Sense of Place Charlottesville. They're so good. So thank you for sticking around on the web version. Wanted to give you an extra live performance to show you the range that this band has. This is an extra bonus live track called How. It's Free Union here on World Cafe.
best attempts at being a nurse. Yeah. Oh, but if I could go back in time and change everything that we hate. If I could say what I want to say, girl, you're driving me mad. Pretty baby, tell me.
So good. So good. Don't sleep on Free Union. You can find their music at your local, are streaming music services local? No, of course not. They're actually kind of global. But on your streaming music services, you can find Free Union. Thank you so much to Michael and Rob and everyone in the band. My name's Kaleo. We'll catch you again on World Cafe.